I'm applying pressure. I'm applying pressure. No mercy. No mercy. I'ma give you no mercy. Baby, I'ma give you this. You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Convos. Of course, Mr. Cooper. Thank y'all for joining me today. Yeah. This is my therapy. I've said it before. You know, never sat down with a psychiatrist. And didn't feel the need. Plus, I'm not giving them my money to talk shit about myself. It's not happening. However, I do feel that this is the best therapy for me. I'm not pulling any punches. I haven't. I'm not a man disguising himself as an entertainer and trying to give you entertainment or entertaining things to look at or talk about. And even though being on these type of platforms and doing what we do as far as podcasting or being in the entertainment field, we tend to just freely give that of ourselves. I'm not sugarcoating anything. When I started Convos, it started out, like I said, just wanting to talk to my fellow artists and different things of that nature in the music game, and picking their brains and getting insights and giving their stories and things of that nature. And even though this is the case, and as you can see, I'm not even putting on the headphones right now. So you can automatically tell that this is coming from here. I feel the best way to get this out or get this off is to be as authentic as possible. Today, I want to talk to you about how I had to learn everything the hard way. I guess now I'll put the headphones on. Make it look a little more official. I learned the hard way. Don't worry, I'm not gonna cry. Not today. No, I'm all cried out. That is a great song. It'll come back to me who sings it. But I learned the hard way. Like a lot of you. A lot of you that are watching, listening, may watch or listen later. I like to believe there's a heavy amount of you that learned things the hard way. What does that mean? I'll tell you a little bit about what that means from my perspective. That means not listening. That means being hard-headed. Sometimes being bullheaded. Sometimes having to learn at your own pace. So those are different meanings of learning the hard way. But at the root of it, it's trial and error. It's real deal trial and error. The things that I learned or had to learn basically shape who I am today. The things that I believe I should have learned and I held I held grudges within myself on what I didn't know and what I didn't learn and what wasn't accessible to me. I had to do a deep dive and come to grips that I can't blame people forever. You know, what I will do is go over some of the things that I had to learn because I simply didn't know. One of those things I had to learn at an early age was how to be a father. I know that sounds crazy, but allow me to explain. As I've talked about before, and you can hear in the previous podcast, I had my first son. My first son was conceived when I was 15 years old. He was born when I was 16. And it has forever changed my life. Plain and simple, I was a child that had a child that had no guidance on how to be a father. Yeah. We was all hot in the pants back then. Young kids, especially in our communities, doing what they really weren't supposed to do. Yeah, we was doing what we wanted to do as kids. Yeah, I wasn't well versed in the art of sexual activity. I didn't know that I could procreate. I had no clue. Oh, but I learned quick. When the young lady was pregnant, who happened to be older than me, by the way. That's not a notch on the belt type thing. That's just facts. And there was nothing in place for me. Would you like to hear an example of that? Oh, you don't want to hear it? Tough shit. You're going to. You know, when a child is conceived and a mother or a young lady that's beginning to be a mother, getting into that stage, there is certain help, guidance, if you will, on the things that she's going to have to need and have to know to prepare herself for motherhood, for being a mother at a young age. Not even just at a young age, but in general, there is help out there to teach the young women or to get them prepared and get them ready, whether it's financial assistance, programs, different programs that will teach you things about your child, about your baby, programs to help you get funding, food. WIC and things are provided or and available for children that can't even consume really the products, but that's neither here nor there. Needless to say, there are ways for you to learn. I never saw any of that for me as a young father. I never received any of that help. Hell, I didn't even receive any of that help within my own household. Yeah, it was just, all right, you fucked up. You the one went out there and had a baby. All right, well, you better figure it out. Damn. And true enough, yeah, I was the one that had sex. But damn. No help. No learning curve. No, this is what a man does. This is what a father does. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. This is what we can help you in. This was how we can mentor you. This is how we could help you save. We can help you learn how to do these different things. There's none of that. And so my role as a father was dumbed down. It was looked at as if I didn't have money to give to the mothers of my children, if I didn't have finances to give to them, then I was nothing. What I need you all to understand is, and this is all over the world because this is a big, huge issue, the term deadbeat is used very loosely when it comes to fathers. Let me go a little deeper and pose a question. If you were a parent, mother or father, just parent, and you had people interfering in your life to prevent you from being what you need to be for your children. And I mean putting a stamp, putting a foot on your neck, the whole nine. What would you do? If you had outside entities telling you, constantly reminding you that you aren't good enough to care for your children, to be there for your children, what would you do? Would you fold? Or would you keep trying? Needless to say, I didn't fold. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I had no help in the matter. And I know so many of y'all gonna watch this and probably looking and, I'm a man, I don't need no help. Bullshit. Everybody need help. Everybody. It's just taught to us to accept shit. Nah. So for the majority of my time being a father, I had so many people, the child support system, that corrupt ass system, which, yeah, I will be getting on y'all ass. Not this episode, though. Oh, yeah. Y'all time coming. But there were so many entities, including the mothers of my children, trying to prevent me from being the father I needed to be for my children. Based on the fact that I didn't give them any money. Well, I couldn't give you money, you dumb fucks. I couldn't get a job. Nobody would hire me. Nobody. These are all facts. And so forget the fact that you doubt yourself when you're getting shit, doors shut in your face and emails shutting you down, telling you you're overqualified, telling you they don't have room for you, telling you you can't work. So then you go through the feelings of failure. I felt like I failed for years. I felt like a fucking failure because I wasn't moving how society was moving. Kept trying. Kept trying. Nothing. So I had to make my own fucking way. Needless to say, I did it. And just to throw this out there, put it out there on the table, because like I said, I will be having that part two to my part one of being 16 on child support. No one, not any person on this earth, not my son's mothers, not my children's mothers. My wife doesn't even fit in this category. She's the fucking greatest. But none of you, none of your fucking things worked. None of your tactics, nothing worked. I mean this shit. This thing really hit me. My children have never lost love and respect for me because I've always been a part of my children's lives. I've always been active and ready for my children and here for my children, in spite of the many times they were trying to keep them away. Yeah. So don't let none of this fool you. Don't let the fact that I have a show, we have businesses, we have established ourselves, I have established myself, don't let any of that fool you into believing that this shit wasn't hard, that I didn't suffer. I suffered through more things than half of y'all could even fathom. How can you continue to put up with disrespect over and over and over again and not fall or fold? I know so many people that fell and folded under the pressure, giving up completely, giving up on themselves, giving up on their kids, giving up on life. And I'm glad that I didn't give up. I'm glad that I'm still here to be able to talk to you all and hopefully help somebody out and let you know that there is a way. That if you failed, if you feel that you failed as a man, if you feel that you failed as a parent, if you feel that you, you know, just fucking failed, that you can dust yourself off and pick yourself up and make something of yourself. In spite of everyone talking shit about you, in spite of everyone closing the walls in on you. We are prisoner of our own thoughts. Yeah, it fucking hurts when everybody else throw stones at the house. But you gotta block them shits. Figure a way out. Figure a way to do it. Hell, I had no clue in what it took to be the man that I am today. I had no clue until I did a deep dive. The man that sits before you here had to die. Yeah, it sounds crazy, but when I say I had to die, meaning I had to literally unalive everything that's not me. That's just like when you're married and you have that equal partner. Part of having that successful marriage and relationship is you have to die to yourself. You have to kill that part of yourself that doesn't line up with where you want to go. With who you want to be. Back then I had no clue on even how to be a husband. It's real deal when you do a deep dive. When you do a deep dive and you really realize your shortcomings, it's a hell of a ride when you realize that and you get enlightenment, on why certain things have happened in your life. Everything that I failed at, everything that I felt a failure at, I got a chance to get it all right. I didn't fall. I didn't fold. I didn't off myself. I didn't turn to drugs. I didn't go crazy. Hell, it wasn't even until recently, you know, speaking with my wife, that I realized that I have been dealing with a deep, deep ass depression. And I don't listen. I ain't with all that putting titles and names of, you know, clinical terms on yourself. But when you look at the terms and yeah, I was dealing with deep, deep ass depression. Because I held a lot of shit in for years. everything. Everything that I personally thought that I failed at, I really didn't. I really didn't. I had no clue. I tried. I tried to do the right things, based on, you know, like I said, society. What do you see when you're growing up? What do you see, especially when you didn't grow up with a mother and a father, and you want that for your family if you were ever blessed to have a family, and you want that, so you strive for that. Still not knowing. That's the whole thing about learning the hard way. Trial and error. I was a child. I had a child. Became an instant father. Didn't know. I was a young husband. Wasn't equipped to be a husband at all on any level. Didn't know what it would take to hold down a household. Didn't understand it. Didn't know it. Just thought being married was the thing to do. It was going to keep me out the streets. All of that. I had the wrong intentions. And for that, I hold myself accountable. I hold myself accountable completely on every aspect of my life. I can sit here and say proudly that I am a proud husband, a proud father. We're building a legacy for our family. My sons are healthy. All of my sons are healthy. My girls are healthy. All of my girls are healthy. They're all creative. And in some way, shape, form, or fashion, they are following in our, myself and the lot, Queen V herself, our footsteps, the path that's being laid, the path that wasn't laid or lit up for me to follow. I had to make my own fucking way. And in retrospect, if you ask me if there was things about my life that I would change, anybody would say, yeah, hell yeah. And there is certain things about my life that if I could change it, if I had the power to change it, I would. But honestly, in retrospect, I really wouldn't change what I've been through, because what I've been through made me who I am. So me expressing this, using this as my therapy almost, I have come to grips that I am the best man for my family. I am the best man for my children, for my wife. For my company. I made me. I have the power over me. Some of you have also learned the hard way. Some of you are going through things right now that you've been dealing with for years. Some of you are contemplating giving up. I would ask that you try a little harder. I would ask that you don't sell yourself short. Because what I left out of this entire show is the one thing that has never left me is my belief in me. Yeah. I wholeheartedly believe in me, believe in the vision that was given to me. I believe in my family. I believe in my children. I believe in my wife. I believe in the things that I can touch and that I can see. Eyes open and closed. And not for nothing, but I believe in you. I believe that whatever God gave you is for you. I also believe that if he's giving you a gift, if he's giving you purpose, that it's on you to fulfill it. Listen, thank you all for taking the time, as always, to sit, listen, hopefully learn. Hopefully, everything I said to you today, revealing this certain side of me, can help you, help a loved one. And I hope you can really get something out of this and take something and apply it to your life. You can follow me as always on IG and Fanbase and Twitter. On IG though, I am The Real Mr. Cooper. On those other platforms, The Real Mr. Cooper. You can also read my new article, House of Kush. That's houseofkush.co. Go in, you'll see this gorgeous face. And you'll see the article, The Cooper Cooperative. Make sure y'all go ahead and check that out. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Signature Series Network at www.signatureseriesnetworktv.com. Thank you. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the time. This has been Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. Let's do it. I don't see nothing wrong. You got it, you got it. I'm about to give you no mercy. No mercy. No mercy. No mercy. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk beat, then I let my trunk beat. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall.